Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Doug hates candy wrappers, greedy baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
That was pretty tight. That was pretty tight. And I have a theory that you guys are the best Los Angeles audience members of Doug Loves Movies because it's really nice out right now. Like, it's not too hot. It's not cold at all. You know, it's not cold, obviously. It's beautiful out, but also just still a little too hot maybe to have to stand out on Franklin for, you know, an hour or so. So hats off to Jordan and all everybody else that gets here hella early, despite how many other people might show up. We're coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles on Tuesday, May 27th, 2014. Wolf of Wall Street, Fight, Terminator 2, Judgment Day of the Dead Men Walking Tall, The President's Men in Black, Fisher King, Ralpha, Dog Day Afternoon, Delightfully Perfect, Murder by Death Wish 3, Amigost. Yeah. That one ends on Amigost, Amigost. Thank you guys for clapping at the end of it. People listening might think that that is really weird that you would clap after I just read that off of a piece of paper. Look at all the words Doug could say. He could string them together good. Since last I spoke and you listened, we did the Super Tournament of Championships 2 with Sam Levine, Ken Jennings, and Matt Myra. Very fun show with lots of twists and even a broken record, I think, in the Leonard Maltin game. And it will plop soon for $2 on iTunes, and it's available now at DougLovesMovies.com. So if you got to have it now, then you got to go through whatever it is you have to go through to get it off at DougLovesMovies.com. I clicked on it once, and it's like, join up for... And I'm like, what? So, yeah. So I don't blame you if you don't do it. it's time for Tweet Relief, Tweets About Movies. I tweeted. This one's from me. I'm so proud of it. If the guy who played Gollum doesn't call his autobiography Three Ring Circus, then that's just stupid. This has been Tweet Relief Tweets by me. Providence, Rhode Island. See you Friday night at the FET Ballroom. Stand up with special guest and the Leonard Maltin game at the end. Boston, Doug Loves Movies is sold out on Saturday. Thank you. So we added a stand-up show Saturday night at 8 o'clock. And Yonkers, I'm interrupting Twilight Part 5 Sunday night at the Alamo Draft House. And yes, I know that's not the correct title. Leave the corrections department alone. It's summer's here. The prize bag. Let's get into the prize bag for a second. Before I get the guests out here, there's a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt available, of course, at DougLovesShirts.com. There's a Gateway Doug CD, Gateway Doug 2, Forced Fun will be, I almost said in theaters. It'll be on the internet on July 8th. 4 free hot dogs from Pop's Hot Dogs. Only can be used in one location. The 11711 National Boulevard location. So don't fuck up and go to the wrong Pops. And what else is in here? Oh, this is neat. This is like a little, I got some Humboldt Hempwick, and then also from the good folks at Humboldt Hempwick, this is like a little bottle you could put some weed in, but then also there's some Hempwick, so you can have a non-butane hit of the whatever it is you put in there. Like someone would put tobacco in there. Let's give a big warm welcome. We'll get the rest of the prizes. I left a poster backstage. I hope somebody comes out with that poster. Please give a big warm welcome to Scott Aukerman, Moshe Kasher, Kevin Allison, and David Wayne. It's very nice of you to keep applauding as they slowly trickle out.
We got lost.
It's a crazy backstage back there.
Did you say slowly tinkle out?
Trickle? I think I said trickle. Okay, good. Maybe I said tinkle. The first one to speak in the first one to speak game was Kevin Allison, everybody. Kevin Allison is here with his Bud Light and something for the prize bag.
There you go. It's a Risk shirt.
It's a Risk shirt. Do you have furry animals?
I have furry.
It's covered in animal hair.
It's covered in my cat's fur, and I think there's a good deal of my own.
Oh, I'm allergic. Let me get some of that.
Yeah.
But it's a shirt from Risk, the podcast that you curate, run, host. And it's people telling real life stories about real life shit.
Yeah, it's me telling my own perverted stories and everyone else telling about, you know.
Yeah, we just met backstage and you're telling me a Toshiro Mifune look-alike or lick-alike told you to tie your tennis shoe strings to your balls.
He did.
But we just met Kevin.
I've since moved on to Doc Martens.
Oh, fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
David Wayne is here for the first time also. 2 first-time guests. Mini state reunion. How long's it been since you guys have seen each other?
A few months.
Yes, this must be great. Plus these other guys.
Yeah, look at those guys.
I mean,
fantastic.
Forget about it.
Okay, all right. It's hard for me to forget about stuff, but I'll try. What's going on, man? You got a movie. Everybody
I have a movie.
Came together.
I brought you a poster for that.
Yeah, and I fucked up and didn't bring it out here
okay.
with me.
Maybe the staff will bring somebody, it out.
Yeah,
who knows?
The staff brought it out right away.
Look at that.
Look at this.
Take a look at that.
Look at this business.
And guess who's in the movie? Yeah.
The people that have been in a lot of your other movies. You have a nice group of people that you work with all the time.
One of whom is the owner of this theater.
Yeah, that's right. Matt Besser. No, Amy Poehler, Paul Rudd, Kobe Smulders, and all these people signed this?
Yeah, for you.
Max Greenfield from
the New Girl.
Hey, Jess. Yeah, and that's what I call it. When I see it, I go, oh, hey, Jess. Yeah. Bill Hader's on here?
It's a great
Maybe.
Movie.
Jason Mantzoukas?
What else do you want?
It's a great movie. That's all I want.
June 27th.
That's all I want from a movie
out.
Is yeah. greatness. What's the date?
June 27th.
All right.
Thank you.
Awesome. And then the quote at the top of the poster, Ed Helms will star opposite Paul Rudd and Amy Poehler, deadline.com.
You got some good press quotes.
That's fun.
You might as well, while you're on the topic, you might as well look at the other press quotes in there because they're kind of worth seeing too.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't want to spoil
the bottom there.
All of them. Okay, the bottom ones were David Wayne directed, .. Wayne and Showalter wrote.
That's also from Deadline.com.
Yeah.
You got all your quotes from the same source.
Yeah, good quotes.
And then the film shoots in July, Deadline.com.
And they love you over a Deadline.
Yeah.
All of those quotes may have been from the same piece.
You know, it's just nice to get some nice notices like that. And, you know.
Moshe Kasher's here, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
You brought along a copy of your book that we've given away a few times.
No, I've never brought one of those before. They're expensive.
You never brought one?
No, that's just born out of necessity. I didn't have anything else to give away. They're very expensive. But it does say on the back, this is a book, deadline.com.
It's called Kasher in the Rye. And, yeah. Sure. Clap for it.
People are clapping. It's not Catcher in the Rye. It's a different, completely different book. That was just a weird
coincidence. Oh, you think they all were just clapping for the fact that you wrote Catcher in the Rye?
Yeah. That happened to me.
That was a little tepid for that book.
It would be a nice gift, though. No,
that happened to me once. I went into a Barnes & Noble to get a case of the books to go to sell at a club that was next door where I was on the road. And the woman at the front, I was like, yeah, I'm here to pick up a box of Catcher in the Rye. And she's like, oh, I love that book. And I was like, oh, I fucking wrote that book. And she's like, no, you didn't. But I just thought, how awesome would it be if somebody
He's a recluse that doesn't drop F-bombs in bookstores.
Also awesome that a person who looks like me walks in and is like, hi, J.D. Salinger, I'd like to pick up my books, please.
Okay, this isn't Doug Lowe's book. Scott Aukerman is here, everybody.
Hello, Doug.
Please change the subject to movies, Scott.
I am the last to talk. I brought a book as well.
Oh.
Newly in paperback, it's J.D. Robb's thriller, Thankless in Death. And I also brought a mini can of Chunk Light Tuna.
All right.
That's they didn't sell both these things in the same store, I don't think.
Oh, no, I had to go to several stores.
You had to do some shopping today.
Yes, certainly.
You had to go to several 99-cent stores to get that.
It might seem half-assed, but there's some effort there. Mm-hmm. Thank
certainly.
You.
Certainly, no.
And we're currently in a season of Comedy Bang Bang. Is it three?
Season three of Comedy
You're
Bang
currently
Bang.
In it.
We're currently
a few
airing.
Apps in.
Yes, we're currently airing it. Fred Armisen this week and Zach Galifianakis next week.
I hear you and Fred Armisen compete to host a late-night talk show?
Yeah, it's our late-night talk show wars episode.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Very excited.
This could be a shuffleboard situation right here.
Ooh. Oh, well, all right.
For the listener at home, the tuna can has been thrown across the table.
Very considerate and thoughtful. It's like shuffleboard
cafe. Did you come and sit there or over here somewhere and do that every week? Describe the physical activities that are going on?
Oh, it's like
the guests don't care. The guests do stuff that's physical all the time.
No, it's like porn for the blind, right?
Yeah. Which brings me to this exciting moment for the listeners. David Wayne is a magician, you guys.
Oh.
And he has a deck of cards with him.
Yeah, okay.
Here we go. Quick magic trick for everybody.
Okay, David is reaching into his pocket to grab...
Yes, motion to describe it because David's going off mic.
This will only work for audio. I'm going to do one that'll work for audio somehow.
Really? That's exciting.
Okay, what am I doing?
Oh, he's shuffling deck of cards.
Scott's very helpful.
The dexterity is impressive. You almost think there's magic in those fingers.
Okay, now.
He's saying, okay, now.
Okay.
He said okay.
Kevin Allison's picking a card. Okay. It's a good thing you're not using the risk deck.
To make it quick, I predict the card is the Two of Spades.
It's the Two of Spades!
Wait, you just made it quick for us?
To the listener at home, David never brought cards out at all.
I thought I'd cut to the chase.
What was the long version?
Yeah.
The Two of Spades.
Three nuns go into a bar. There's a whole patter with it. Oh, what's happening now? That was Matrix-y.
He's doing the long version.
That was super slow-mo. Well, that was an awesome trick. I especially like the part where you pull out your valet ticket. Just throw that down.
I liked where you said okay three times in a row.
That's called a Jewish card trick where you pull out your valet ticket and hope somebody picks it up.
It's a certain status symbol. I did not look for parking on my own.
Have you guys been to the movies lately?
Yes.
What'd you see, Moshe?
I saw X-Men, the new one.
Oh, that's what it's called? X-Men, X-Men. Colon, the new one.
It's called
That's what every sequel should be called, just the colon, the new
latest.
One. And then the third one would be the new one.
The newest. Yeah. No, it's called, I think, actually, X-Men, colon, I diddled the extras. I'm not positive.
Oh, how dare
how
you.
Dare
oh, I'm
you.
Sorry.
Why would you diddle the extras, Moshe?
They did not like
and
that.
Why would
I
you
thought,
confess to it here?
I expected a thunderous applause.
Diddled is such a cutesy word for an act of child molestation. And it's alleged. It's alleged, and
it was amazing.
Knock on this thing.
All I can say is it was great.
You loved it.
I loved it.
You
yeah.
started with the director saying that, and then went into, but you loved it.
Even if he did it, it was worth it. It was that good of a film.
That's all you can say? Are you under a gag order or something?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what Kate Blanchett meant to say in her acceptance speech.
I'm under a gag
Even
order.
If he did everything they're saying about it, it was worth it.
I loved it. I saw it with my girlfriend, and she described it as it was like staring at a blank wall for 2 hours. Hashtag yes, all women.
The takeaway. The takeaway is he's got a girlfriend.
Weird way to tell us you're not gay.
Oh, yeah, and then after the movie, I took her back to my hotel room and totally banged it out.
Okay,
like,
sure.
Like,
all right, Mo. All right.
I mean, it was just like so much sex. I was oh yeah. You're such a chick, and I'm totally fucking your chick. You know, you're so female.
Then you're okay, dude. You're okay.
Right on, guys.
Yeah, you can be part of this crew.
Scott Aukerman, have you seen any movies lately?
Oh no.
Perfect. David Wayne, what have you seen lately?
Yesterday I saw The Winter Soldier and I loved it.
That's interesting because I saw A Winter's Tale on stage. That's the difference between the two of us.
Well, it's because well, maybe I'm not a stuck-up intellectual snob.
Oh.
And I like I'm a man among men and I like what the people like.
Like banging chicks, bro.
Oh yeah.
I chose to spend my weekend reflecting upon our soldiers and their service.
Mm-hmm.
If you saw The Winter Soldier, you'd know that there's
some political
undertone. That's a good point.
One with really bad PTSD. Like, very bad. Like, we don't want that to happen.
And Bobby Redford's terrific.
Also, it was
Bobby
winter.
Redford, yes.
Well, he was a good friend, so.
Was? Are you delivering the news this way?
Yep, the news is we're not friends anymore.
Because he's dead.
He got lost at sea. Kevin, have you been to the movies?
No, but I watched about 20 minutes of Gladiator and then fell asleep. And watched 20 minutes of Mulholland Drive and then fell asleep. And then watched 58 seconds of Tokyo Story because it's got Asian guys in it. But I fell asleep and then I was like, wow, that's the quickest I've ever fallen asleep watching a movie. And I went back. I was like, what's the last thing I remember? It was only 58 seconds in. So I think Tokyo Story wins.
You remember the exact second you fell asleep.
No, I had to go back and check. I was like, what's the last thing I remember seeing before drifting off? Because that was a quickie.
Yeah, you got to check those things. It's important.
He remembered seeing the title of the movie. So probably about 58 seconds in when that happens. In Raising Arizona, it takes 12 minutes.
He got as far as Tokyo ST and thought the movie was Tokyo Street.
That is a good one.
Thank you. David, thank you.
Yeah. All right, you guys, here's the part of the show where I have to say, let the games begin. Gentlemen. The audience has name tags, some of them. They were standing out in the hot sun with them, so thanks for that. And everybody on the panel gets to pick one that you want to play for and just go grab it from them. Just go take the name tag from them and bring it back to your seat. Remember not to say the shithead on the back. And while they do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back. We're back. Hey, guys. Who did you pick for your... Kevin, who are you playing for? What's that crazy collage of men? I could see why you picked it.
It is. It's a crazy collage of men.
Who's your favorite man on there? Just pick one, because we don't have time for all of them.
I guess this guy.
Zachary
yeah.
Quinto?
Yeah. Why
is
not?
Is that how it's pronounced, Scott?
What?
Zachary Quinto?
Wait, who is that?
Why are you asking me this?
Who's the guy up top?
Because then I'll say, gotcha, when you know how it's pronounced.
Oh, they're all Zachs.
Stupid joke.
So that's Zach.
They're all Zachs. You're playing for Zach. Thank you, Kevin.
That's Zachary Tyler.
I gotta make a vine of this. David, who are you playing for?
Well, I got it's a Mad Men DVD, but they changed it with a little tape. The Mad Michael.
So, okay, very clever wordplay.
But Mad Michael.
Mad Michael.
It's a great pun.
Yeah. It's like the only thing he had in the house.
I just picked it, though, because, you know, it's like network TV is like so bunk, so I'm only into cable. So.
I gotta get a good shot of this. Who are you playing for, Moshe?
Can I say your name? Your full name? Yeah? Okay. Mitali Modi. Thank you very much. I got a
Mitali Modi. Google.
Mitali Modi. I'm playing for her, and she is. I don't know. That was. I don't know what she does. But she's a TV person.
Because that's her name.
Right, but we said Zach.
Scott, who are you playing for?
I'm playing. I'm assuming I'm playing for Johnny. John. Jesus. Sorry. You gave me a thing that says Johnny on it. Fucking cocksucker. No disrespect.
Maybe Johnny can't read.
No disrespect, Johnny. That's what I'm going to call you for the rest of the show. It's John.
Scotty, what were you saying?
I'm really into comedy, so I picked this thing, which is a record featuring ex-Saturday Night Live cast members Anthony Michael Hall and Robert Downey Jr. Johnny B. Goode. The original soundtrack album includes Johnny B. Goode performed by Judas Priest.
I think those guys would have been great on SNL if they'd let him stay on for like 20 or 30 seasons.
I agree, Judas Priest.
They would have gotten the hang of it.
Yeah, they would have gotten the hang of it, but at first it was rough.
Mm-hmm.
But things have turned out okay for one of them. They're both doing all right. All right, so Johnny, what was her name again? Moshe?
Mitali Modi.
Did you get it right again?
Sort of.
Wait, I said it the same fucking way. Fuck you, cocksucker. Does it work twice?
It's good.
Oh, thanks. I borrow from the greats.
Oh, God. I'm getting faint. To determine...
Why don't you take off your incredibly thick leather jacket on the hottest day of the year?
I don't know if it's incredibly thick or the hottest day of the year, but go ahead and ballpark it. To determine who goes first in the Leonard Maltin game, we're going to do some lines with Mark. Mark Wahlberg couldn't be here tonight, but he pre-recorded a line from a movie, and the first to guess that movie, the title of that movie, is going to be the winner. Mark, are you there?
How you guys doing? Want to do some lines?
Yes, sir. So he's going to say a line from a movie. He'll probably repeat it a few times if nobody jumps in, but just yell it out as soon as you know it.
Andy, have you seen my swimming buddy? Because if I can't find someone...
Wet Hot American Summer.
That's correct, David Wayne, director of Wet Hot American Summer.
No, this is a fix.
Recognize a line from Wet Hot American
Why
Summer.
Why didn't he do any lines from Casher and the Rye?
It's not Doug Love's books.
Or Jack Be Good, his movie.
Jack.
Oh, Jackie. So, David, yeah, you
I remember
you
that,
nailed
even
it.
Though it was a long time ago.
Right. No, that's good, because you had to watch that scene over and over and over again.
Yeah, because, like,
see, what's hey, dude, what's up with the Wet Hot American Summer TV show?
I know.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
No, I know.
Yeah, talk about it.
Can't talk about it?
Can't talk about it.
Oh, shit.
I can talk about it. Me and Mitali Modi are working on a project.
Was the news story factually inaccurate?
Do you have a part for Mad Michael?
Yeah. Everybody in Mad Men is getting cast in it. Unfortunately, none of your friends are getting cast in it, David.
Oh,
it's just
no.
Me and the cast of Mad Men.
Oh, no.
Our friend Nick Swartzen threw out a really nice tweet about Wet Hot American Summer out of nowhere today. I thought it was a fun coincidence.
that's a nice guy.
Yeah, super nice guy.
Yeah.
But I was sitting there knowing that I was going to play that line from the movie for you and see if you got it before these guys did. And
I'm glad I did.
My evil plan worked out. So you get to go first in the Leonard Maltin game. Do you think you have an idea how that works?
Yeah.
Kevin, how are you on this? Are you shaky?
I think I'm shaky.
All right, so we'll start with David, and then we'll go to Moshe and Scott, and then to you, Kevin. So they'll give you a little extra time to get your sea legs. And you get to pick a category, David.
I spent some time in Sea Org, so I'll be fine.
That had a really weird hit ratio.
People really liked it.
Yeah. At Kyle E. El Guapo. Kyle El Guapo suggested...
I'll be following him from now on.
He suggested, okay, you're going to make some friends tonight. Romancing the Bone. And that's movies where Michael Douglas has sex.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's a movie like where in the
see,
movie?
It's a movie where you see an old man have sex with a younger woman. At N. Eddie Nunn suggested Post No Bills, and that's Bill Murray movies, sequels to Bill Murray movies where he's not in them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the Post No Bills. And then at Air AI Richard Comedy suggested Joe Black versus the Volcano, and that's a movie where Brad Pitt smokes weed. Joe Black versus the Volcano.
Is that
another
it?
One that just hit with a few people. Yeah, those are your three options.
I'll do Mike with the sex.
Okay. I had to really process Mike. The year is 1994. Leonard gives this movie 3 stars. He says it's entertaining. He says his only complaint, hasn't Douglas played this same kind of role a bit too often? Yeah, Leonard goes really up when he says things like that. And he names a whopping, we got 10 names. How many names, reading from the bottom up of the list of actors,
God damn it,
on here do you think you would need to determine the name of this movie?
I actually know the movie, but I can't think of the name of it.
Oh, boy. So that's a pickle.
Fuck it. God damn it. All right, well, I guess...
You might want to just bid a bunch of names just to move it down the line. But,
yeah, okay.
Or, you know, take a chance. Maybe when you hear the names, it'll jog the name of the movie.
All right, give me 4.
Oh, he only wants 4.
Give me 4.
That's from the bottom.
I got it.
Okay.
I am prepared.
No, I appreciate it.
I can tell you, I know 2 movies that he screwed in, and I figured that was enough.
All right.
Moshe, what do you think?
Name that movie.
All right, so you get 4 names, David Wayne, and they are Rosemary Forsyth, Nicholas Sadler, Alan Rich, and Dennis Miller is in this movie. So that could be a tipper. That could give it away.
Also a former Sea Org guy.
94.
Yeah, it's 94. Michael Douglas. It's entertaining. Only complaint, hasn't he done this before?
I'm gonna just. I know this isn't it, but I'll say
3 stars.
Disclosure.
That's correct.
Whoa! Ah.
Oh no!
I'll give you an extra Sam Levine pretending you don't know it point. No, that was great. That was awesome.
Okay.
Good job. Thanks. You're on the board. You have 1 point. First person to 2 is our winner.
Whoa!
Yeah. It's crazy. We'll start with Scott and then come back at Moshe. Scott picks the category.
Hey.
Celebrating a birthday today. I think you're friends with this dude, Jack McBrayer.
Yeah.
Nice, funny dude. It's his birthday today, so the films of Jack McBrayer, I counted them up, and there's 4. So this is going to be one of those. Hannah Wakes the Bears. That's a movie where a bear attacks a human. And at Gone AWOL 21, AWOL spelled AWAL, suggested Bateman Rises, and that's the early films of Jason Bateman.
Ooh.
Yeah, talking first few films of Jason
first
Bateman.
First few.
Mm-hmm. How many's few?
Wow.
It's about, few is 50, right?
Do you mind if I check my voicemail?
The first, no, but I'd like you to stop by IMDb while you're on there.
Okay, sure. gosh, I guess I would have to say, oh my gosh, I'm gonna have to go with Jack McBrayer.
You gotta pick one. Okay.
All right, David. You hemmed and hawed, as I recall.
Okay. Would you like one from 2008 or 2010?
Give me that 2008.
Okay, keep in mind it might be 2006.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. It's 2008. 3 stars. It's a fucking 8, I swear. 3 stars for this movie. He says about this movie that it's a great star vehicle, but there's plenty of room for other cast members to shine. Yeah, he says that about this movie.
It's a nice compliment.
Yeah. He also says that one of the characters in this movie is self-pitying. Yeah, and he lists 12 names. How many names can you get it in, Scott Aukerman?
Well, I'll go -1.
Okay.
What the hell does that mean?
This is some shit. Moshe understands what it means. It means that now Scott has to name the movie and the top-billed person in the movie. And if Moshe wants to bid deeper, if he goes -2, then he'd have to name
it. Is it Moshe or is it Kevin?
It goes to Moshe.
Oh.
Because he was the last to challenge.
Can it go to Kevin?
Comes back at you when you challenge.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I don't know who Jack McBrayer is.
What's the right move here?
That's like, to say that at UCB, like a lightning bolt should fly in and kill your face.
Is this going
to
fuck my career up in some way?
No. No, he's probably the last person that would fuck up anybody's career, no matter what you said about him.
I mean, I guess...
But that's okay. There's still other clues. All right, you basically have to hope that Scott gets it wrong.
All right.
But you've done that in the past. It didn't work
with David, but hopefully it'll work. My only strategy will work with Scott.
But he'll only have 1 point, then we'll still be going.
Name that movie.
Is it Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Who would be the lead person in the movie you think it
is? Jason Segel.
Both of those are correct.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Scott Aukerman has a point.
Can I just mention as a point of order, Jack McBrayer is also in the upcoming movie, They Came Together.
Ah, nice.
So there should be extra points.
All right, that gives you 2 points and you're our winner. Yeah, I could change the rules.
He's kidding. For those at home, he's kidding.
Yeah, totally joking around. We got plenty of time to fight this out. Does it make sense to you yet, Kevin?
A little.
All right, we'll start with David and then we'll go to Moshe. We'll give you a little bit more time.
He's going to win just from never playing.
He's still trying to figure out what everybody's name on this is.
Actually, Scott, he's not going to win or come in last. Or maybe he might come in last, but we'll see. We'll see if Moshe picks up a point. David, pick a category between East Side Llama on Twitter suggested Chevy Chase, and that's movies with a chase scene with a Chevrolet. It's an actual Chevy chasing.
Did he give you suggestions, or did you have to track this?
What?
Did you have to watch all movies and determine if there was a Chevrolet in them?
Sometimes I ask back, like, which movies are you talking about? And sometimes they lead me a little astray.
Man, if it was a Chrysler, I'd be in, but this is going
to
be tough.
Chevy, yeah, it's a Chevy. I try to confirm it with my mind. Like, oh, that seemed like a Chevy. And that's why I thought that the chase scene in The French Connection took place in Chicago and not Brooklyn. Because I just thought, yeah, that was in Chicago. Scott Beowulf, that's movies with Scott Baio, werewolves or both. Mm-hmm. And Wins in Scrabble, and that's movies that begin with the letter Q.
I'll go with letters beginning with Q for 200.
Okay, this is 1 point or no points. Mm-hmm. But you got 3 options. Would you like a movie that begins with the letter Q from 1981, 1990, or 2006?
I don't know what the letter Q is. I guess I'll go with 1981.
Okay.
That was at a time when I was more paying attention.
Oh, I like that.
Can I guess the 91?
That's a good strategy. Hang on, let me look. Okay, go.
Quick change?
No.
What am I doing?
1981, 3.5 stars. This movie is French Canadian. Yeah.
Move on.
It was filmed partially in Scotland and Iceland.
Good.
And it's funny, tense, and touching. Funny, tense, and touching.
Me?
Yeah. And Leonard lists four names, a mere four names.
Oh, it's Why Not Visit Reykjavik.
What?
Don't count this, but it's not Quaker Oats, right?
No.
Okay.
You can eliminate a few more cue words if you want, but you can only let that go on for so long. What do you think it's called?
Oh, wait, I know the 91.
Oh, I can't even get any of the names.
Was the
no, that we have to bid now, actually.
Yeah,
we have to
okay.
Was
yeah,
it 1991?
Bidding, there's four names.
Was that quiz show?
Hang on a second. but there wasn't a 91 one.
91.
Oh, the 90.
The movie that came out in 90.
The 91.
91.
The 91 is not quiz show.
That must have been so
I'll
confusing back then. I would
four
like,
names. You want all four names?
I'm gonna need the four names.
Okay, he's taking four names, Moshe.
Oh, it's on me again?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll do it in three names.
All right.
No, you won't.
Scott.
Moshe, name that movie.
All right, Moshe, sit down. You have a chance. Right. You have a chance.
All right.
You have a chance. It begins with
1981.
It begins with Q.
Okay.
3.5 stars from Leonard.
And it's definitely not Why Not Visit Reykjavik, right?
It's definitely not. Stop even thinking of that. Put your brain somewhere else. It's filmed partially in Scotland and Iceland. And your three out of four names are Namir El Kadi. I know, because that's three names. What do you think it is? your next name is Ron Perlman. Shh. And your third name, which will give it away to a lot of people, is Ray Don Chong.
Not to me.
David Wayne does not know what movie from 1981.
Is it Quoll Man?
Has a second.
It's the build. The Quoll or Purple?
Let's just agree that it
she
is.
She was in that. I wish we could agree that it was. you got no idea?
Is it would? I can't ask you any further questions.
I'd rather you didn't.
Okay.
The floor is closed for questions.
Question is a Q word.
Good call, Scott.
Question is a Q word.
No, I got nothing. Should I just guess a word?
Yes. Love that.
Quicksilver.
Oh, so close.
Quacky. What was it?
This also begins with Q.
Quacky.
Do you know it, David?
Quacky Malloy?
No, it's not Quacky Malloy. But that was just the working title of Howard the Duck. They changed it. Quest for Fire. Quest for Fire.
Oh,
Quest
shit.
For Fire. Yeah, Ray Don Chong. That was her big debut as a naked cave woman.
She's terrific.
Yeah, so good. She's great in that. People are laughing.
She's great, with clothes. She's great without.
So who challenged
you there?
I'll
take her either way. I win the game.
Oh, Scott wins, everybody. I got this game show shit down. Really good at it.
John wins the game, I mean.
Yeah, John, come get your prizes, man. Congratulations. As the winner, we're saying your name correctly.
All right. Wait, he already
awesome
won?
Poster.
Aw, damn it.
Hey, dude, can you tweet about that poster and all the great names that are on it? And then I'll retweet it and we'll all retweet it. Can you do that? Thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
What's your Twitter handle, John?
John Bear,
B-A-R-R. John
Bear,
B-A-R-R.
No, B-A-R-R. B is the B before the A, B-A.
John, B-E-A-R-R-R.
John, B-E-A-A-R-T-H-U-R.
I got it.
I want this to go on for a while.
Why don't you give some just to Kevin? You never got to play.
Give him what?
Give him some clues.
He never even got to play.
Let's see how he does. Yeah.
Let's see how he does.
Yeah,
just give him all the names.
Do.
Let's have him pick a category, and then we'll go to Dave. Just give him all the names.
Yeah. See what happens.
I'll tell you what'll happen, Scott. People will inundate me with, "That's a better game." Just list all the names.
Hey,
just
I will say,
fucking get to it. But let's do it. At Rusty Ma, M-A-H, suggested, and they're always glad you came, and that's movies with actors from Cheers.
All right,
Kevin.
So any Pixar movie.
All right, Kevin.
All right.
So I'll just start reading from the top, except for the name, and first person who knows it yells it out.
Oh, okay.
That's not really giving Kevin a chance to play.
I mean, it is giving them a chance to play.
He's got a chance. He's got more of a chance than he had before.
All right.
But I doubt that he's going to be the first one to jump in.
You never know.
So maybe...
Can you give us a year or no?
Yeah, I could give you a year.
Okay.
We're trying to figure this out. It's a weird game, Scott. Because I think if I just give you the stars and the year and then start reading, someone's going to know it right away.
Okay, so no...
But exact title only answers.
Okay, no year or no? Yes.
Yeah, I'll give you the year.
Okay, here we go.
I'll even give you the country and how long it is.
To Jillian on her 37th birthday.
I'll give you everything. David Wayne is out.
Fuck. Okay, so it's if we guess wrong, we're out.
Yeah, you are.
That wasn't a guess. I was talking to a friend of mine.
He was talking to
your friend Jillian.
He took a call on his earpiece that he has hidden in his ear.
A friend of mine wanted to know what to rent later.
Okay, so everybody's eligible. Directed by Nicholas Meyer, and the category is people who were in Cheers. The people who are in films.
Star Trek. To the Wrath of Khan.
That's correct.
Wow.
Next time I'm on Comedy Bang Bang, I'm going to suggest a game I'm good at instead of those games you play that I'm like, bah.
The director. The director just gave it away to me.
Yeah, Nicholas Meyer. You did it.
I guess he hasn't been so busy since.
Kirstie Alley from Cheers, of course, played a...
What's her name?
Yeah, what's her name, lady?
Old pointy ears.
A Vulcan. She's a Vulcan.
She's Spock.
Mm-hmm. So, Scott, you win a chance to plug something. What do you got to plug?
Oh, gosh. Sure, I could plug Comedy Bang Bang on IFC Thursdays at 10:30, but I would rather just plug You Talking U2 to Me, my new podcast with Adam Scott, every Wednesday. Got a very special episode coming out tonight that people are going to enjoy.
Yeah.
Stained Glass episode with Todd Glass, where we discuss the music of Stained. Track by track.
Oh, God. Where's your name tag thingy?
He didn't write it on.
Well, how did you have... What happened?
I gave it back to him.
Oh,
he didn't write the.
Oh,
the
we need him to come write one down.
Then. Yeah, yeah.
Oh no, he won. He won.
Yeah,
he won.
Yeah.
But the Conan name tag.
I'm not giving you my phone.
Doesn't
Stop
have a shit.
At
give me that phone.
Nothing
that
on the back.
That doesn't have anything on the back. So she's got to come down and write a shithead down for me. Do you know how? You know what I'm talking about? Nope. Well, it's just someone you want me to call a shithead. It could be anybody from, you know, real life. Or,
could be Conan himself.
Yeah, I could call Conan a shithead. Just anybody you want. Just write it down right here. And there's probably a shithead on the Mad Michael thing. Am I right, Michael?
The front thing.
The front. Okay, so just pass that down to me, David. He's returning some texts. Oh, I get it. And then this one's got something on the back? Yes, it does. Oh, very good. What do you got to plug, Moshe? You got the book still out there, Catcher in the Rye.
Oh, yeah. And,
by J.D. Salinger. Pick it up.
Pick up Catcher in the Rye by J.D. Salinger. They got a lot of hot deals at your local Barnes & Noble on that book. I'll be at the Fort Lauderdale Improv this weekend, and then Johnny Brendez on June the 3rd in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and then Comics the weekend after in Connecticut. So
whoa.
Go see me.
You know your stuff.
Yeah, I know my schedule.
Yeah. David Wayne, your movie comes out on the 22nd?
27th of June.
7th, shit.
Please.
June 27th.
TheyCameTogether.com. Read all the reviews. I don't know.
All the Deadline.com reviews?
David, are you proud of this movie?
I'll say one thing about it. Yes, I'm proud, but the other thing is that New York City is almost like another character in it.
So how many characters are in the film? Three?
The Paul Rudd plays the guy, and
Amy Poehler is the girl, and then New York City.
And then New York City is almost kind of like another character in the movie.
Jack McBrayer, does he play a building in it?
He plays the Chrysler building.
By the way, I don't want to further this Jack McBrayer thing with me, but for the longest time until we got into the game, I was thinking it was the character, Kiefer Sutherland's character in 24.
Right.
Jack McBauer.
He's in movies? Jack McBauer, yeah.
Did you see...
People love him so much in the TV show, he should go star in movies as well. Jack McBrayer in...
48 hours. Except
Moshe,
more
ever,
current.
Have you ever seen 30 Rock?
Yes.
He's the page.
Yes, Kenneth, he's the wonderful.
Page. There you go.
He's a wonderful
actor.
I couldn't
say that during the game.
We love him. We think he's wonderful.
Yeah, he's great. Kevin, Risk Podcast?
Yes, it's at risk-show.com or, of course, on iTunes.
And what else you got going on? Anything else we need to know about? The state's going to be at Festival Supreme.
That's right.
In October,
right.
In a parking lot in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Is that so is Comedy
everybody?
Bang Bang
yes.
And me, and Moshe?
No.
Oh, shit.
Me and Jack McBrayer will be getting a cup of coffee on the east side of L.A.
Is that everybody in the state, or is that minus
the
a few people?
The whole group of the state will be performing a new material live at the...
Love it. That's
Ooh.
Awesome.
Festival Supreme.
Festival Supreme. Go online. I think tickets are on sale or about
to go to
be.
www.google.com. You can look it up there. And that's where you can get information on that.
If you go to Coachella.com, I'm also not performing there this year. So it's another place you can't see me.
Thank you to all my guests, Moshe Kasher, Scott Aukerman, David Wayne, Kevin Allison. So is this like a person you know? Wait, who wrote? I thought she wrote this. Huh? What happened? The weirdest thing. Somebody else answered.
It's a trap.
About what she wrote down on this piece of paper. All right. Well, whatever it is. As always, Jennifer Anderson is a shithead. Okay. Tanya Vaughn is a shithead. And the season split of Mad Men. Fuck the season split because it's a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another. Eyes of golden viewing prowess makes him foggy. There's no room